I'd like to welcome you to Friendship Baptist Church this morning, and we're so glad that you're able to join with us. And it's a new situation for us, but we do thank the Lord that we have this capability to be online and to be able to share the gospel and to be able to reach out into our church family. And I've asked Brother Lynn Dexter if he'd come and pray for us.
Thank you, Pastor. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for this time and for this service, for this meeting, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray that this time, a crucial time in our country and, Lord, in our history, we pray, Lord, that we as a nation would look to you and that we would think and that, Lord, we would trust you, and Lord, that we as a nation, as a people, Lord, that we would call upon you and that we would turn from our wicked ways, we pray, as a nation, as a whole, and Lord, that we would realize and comprehend that righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And Lord, as I understood, our great nation was founded upon Christian principles, and Lord, our nation has been so well blessed by you, Lord, in many ways above the nations of the world. And we give you thanks and for our freedoms and for the missionaries that we have sent out in our churches, and Lord, that we lift up the King James Bible. We pray, Heavenly Father, that as a people, that you would get our attention during this time of trial, that we would repent, that we would turn back to you, turn back to your word, the King James Bible. Lord, that we would go back to your church, and Lord, that we would have changed lives and changed hearts. Oh, we need a spiritual awakening. In the name of Christ, amen.
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain and you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But then things change and you're down in the valley. Don't lose faith, for you're never alone. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, he'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night. You talk of faith when you're up on the mountain, but the talk comes so easy when life's at its best. But it's down in the valley of trials and temptations. That's when faith is really put to the test. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, he'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night. The God of the day is still God in the night.
Hey, praise the Lord. Hey. Amen. If you'll find your places and Psalms 142, and that'll be our passage today. And I thank you for your online presence. I thank the Lord for His presence. The title of the message is "No Man Careth for My Soul." The words "no man" is found in 233 verses in the Bible. And the more I began to look at these verses and study the context in which these two words are found, "no man," it did not take long to realize that man is very limited. But it didn't take me long either to notice that there is no limit with God, and that all things are possible with Him. At Psalms 142, there's an inscription right before the beginning of the chapter, and it says, "Maskil of David, a prayer when he was in the cave." That word "maskil" means giving instructions. And I'm so glad that the Lord gives us instructions when we're facing difficult times. Here in this passage in Psalms 142, David recounts the time that he found himself in a cave. He found himself in a dark time and in a dangerous time. And he says in verse 1 of Psalms 142, "I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before Him. I showed before Him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then Thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walked have they privily laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. I cried unto Thee, O Lord. I said, Thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise Thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for Thou shalt deal bountifully with me." Here we see that David finds himself in a situation where there was no clear direction for him at this point in his life, but there is still one option for him, and that is to look upwards and to cry out unto the Lord. What's interesting in this story is that David was not alone. There were people all around him, yet he said in verse 4, "I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul." If you notice in this verse 4 that "no man" is repeated twice here for emphasis. Physically, David was surrounded by people, but yet there was no man who would know him. No man cared for his soul. I can just picture David in the cave as he's looking around, and he has some men maybe standing around him, some maybe laying down and resting. But as he looks around and maybe even extends his hand out, and as he's looking for someone, "Is there anyone, is there anybody that would know me? Is there anyone that would take the time to know what I'm going through? Is there anyone who could fully understand the anguish that I'm facing? Is there anyone who could be touched with the feelings of my infirmities?" But sadly, as he says in verse 4, but there was no man. No man that would know him. Everybody in the cave with him, they were dealing with their own fears. They were dealing with their own dilemmas, their own insecurities. And as David looked on his right hand, he found no man. There was no man that could help. There was no man that could even begin to know or even be acquainted with the heaviness of the burden he was carrying. In Psalm 60 and verse 11, it says, give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. David was surrounded by people who were on the same team as he was. Physically, they were in the same predicament as he was. But inwardly, no man could know or be acquainted with the grief that David was carrying. The word know here in verse 4, it means to be acquainted with, to intently look upon. The enemy that caused him to flee into this cave, they definitely did not know or did not care how he felt. There was no help from those who were without, and there was no help from those who were within the cave. But thank God that in his darkest time, in this particular situation of David's life, when there was no man that would know him, David was not without hope. Can I remind you that when it seems that no man knows and that no man careth for your soul, that there is a man, the man Christ Jesus, who knows me and he cares for my soul. Jesus tells me in John chapter 10 and verse 14, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. Hey, thank the Lord that this great I am, he is I am the good shepherd. And thank the Lord that he knows his sheep. He is the same I am who heard the cry of the children of Israel in Egypt. And he took knowledge of their situation and their difficult times and their dangerous times. Over in Exodus chapter 3 in verse 6 through 7 we read, moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. And get this, for I know their sorrows. Thank God, God saw their need. He heard their cries and he knew all about it. And he had come down to deliver them. Hey, no wonder when David found himself in the cave and he looked up by faith to God, he cried out unto the Lord. Why? Because he saw. Why? Because the Lord could hear and he knew all about it. And he is the only one that could deliver him from the circumstances he was facing. The Bible tells me that Jesus, this good shepherd who knows his sheep, that he is touched with the feelings of my infirmities. In Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 14 through 16 it reads, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are,
yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Oh, the Bible tells me that this great I Am, this good shepherd, this Jesus Christ, tells me that he was acquainted with grief. In Isaiah 53:3, it says, he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Oh, this gives me much hope that there is no situation or circumstance or cave too deep that Jesus is not fully capable not only to know and care for my soul, but he is able to deliver. He is able to help. He is able to bring you and I out of the darkest cave. As we go back to our passage here in Psalms 142, oh, we see David, who is crying out to the only one who can fully know him and who is able to help him. I'm going to read the first three verses of Psalms 142 again. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walked have they privily laid a snare for me. In verse 3, we notice something that gives me much hope. It said that the Lord kneweth my path. The Lord knows my path. Aren't you glad that on the path of life, during these difficult times, there is someone who sees you. There's someone who is ready to listen out for your cry. And he knows your path. He knows your situation. And he's able to help. He's able to give mercy and grace in our time of need. When you and I can't make sense of things and of what is going on around us, there is hope. In Psalms 56, verse 8 and 9, it says, thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? When I cry unto thee, then shall my enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. He knows right where you are. He's acquainted with your grief, and he careth for your soul. And not only that, as it says at the end of verse 9 of Psalm 56, and God is for me. Jesus tells me in his word to cast all my care upon him and leave it there. In 1 Peter 5:7, it says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. David, in his difficult situation, in that cave, looked on his right hand and said there was no man that would know him. No refuge, no man who would care for his soul. David could not find any refuge in his entourage. He found no help in his friends, but he found refuge and help in the Lord. In Psalms 142 and verse 5 through 7, it says, I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry. For I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. This reminds me of a song. What a friend we have in Jesus. You know, David found no man that would know him. No man that would care for his soul. But he knew the Lord. And he cried out and he raised his voice unto the Lord. He went to the Lord with all his burdens. And there he found peace. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. And what a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Oh, praise the Lord that we have a resource, that we have a champion who's willing to stand up for us, who's willing to hear our cry and to deliver us. But it's up to us to take it to the Lord. Why? Because He careth for your soul. In verse 6 it says, attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Here David humbles himself before the Lord. He recognizes his insufficiency. The enemy is too great. There are too many of them. They're stronger than he is. Their words are like swords and they are cutting him to pieces. Aren't you glad that the hand of the Lord is not shortened? In Isaiah 59:1 it says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy, that it cannot hear. David is in a cave. He's hiding for his life. But the Lord's hand is not shortened. The Lord is not in hiding. You see, David was not at the mercy of his persecutors, but he was at the mercy of God. Thank the Lord that in our difficult times that we're facing today, that we are not at the mercy of the coronavirus, but we are at the mercy of God. The Bible tells us in Psalms 103 and verse 11, for as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. When we find ourselves in a cave with no man who would know us and no man who would care for our souls, simply look up by faith and cry out unto the Lord. Psalms 57:3 says, he shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. Thank the Lord that in our difficult times there is mercy with the Lord. And he shall send from heaven and save us. I don't know what cave you find yourself in today, but let me remind you that there is no cave too deep that God cannot reach down and bring you out. Maybe you're in a cave similar to David. You've looked to your right hand and there's no man to help. Why don't you call out to the Lord Jesus and trust Him?